Why is the shopping cart always in the top right of the screen?
How do companies predict my purchases?
Why do prices end in 9?
Why do fast food companies use red and yellow in their logos?
Why do restaurants always have one expensive menu item?
Researchers, marketers, and very curious people seek the answers for how we make decisions and how we choose products. ClickSuasion finds the secrets that companies use and shares them with you.
Why do I feel better when I bought the last remaining airline ticket?
How do I make choices based on colors and fonts?
Welcome back to ClickSuasion. This is your host, Michael Barbera. Welcome to today's episode, Behavioral Schenomics and Tavern Time Pressure. So for part one of the episode, we're going to discuss leveraging the lost customer at ski resorts. And then for part two, we're going to discuss time pressure on diner decision making. We'll be right back to start with part one.
Are you tired of being confused and frustrated by your business books? Do you want to do your own business bookkeeping but don't know where to begin? I can help. My name is Crystal Wombeck, and I am a certified bookkeeper. I'm the creator of the Simple Bookkeeping Program. This online, work-at-your-own-pace video course will take you from confused to confident when it comes to your business books. Log into accountingbycrystal.com and sign up today.
Welcome back. Part one is leveraging the lost consumer for ski resorts. So behavioral schenomics. Ski resorts are challenged to convince customers to return annually. Ski resorts have a loyal base of fully connected consumers. However, the fully connected consumer earns an annual income higher than the median income in the United States. There is a segment of the population that enjoys skiing and family vacations that don't earn more than the median income in the U.S. So ski resorts could capitalize on the segment of the population that has a lower socioeconomic status by using behavioral insights to increase the frequency of visits. Recent research has identified several insights that could be used when targeting a customer with less frequent visits. Participants in the research, about 610 participants, were individuals between the ages of 22 and 45 that stayed at a ski resort in the U.S. for at least 3 consecutive nights during one of the previous 3 ski seasons, which was labeled as November through March of the ski seasons 2013 through 2014, November through March of 2014-2015, and lastly, November through March of 2015 through 2016. Additionally, participants earned between $51,939 and $56,516, which is the median annual income for taxpayers in the U.S. between the calendar years 2013 and 2016. Lastly, each participant resided in the U.S. during the 3 years between 2013 and 2016. So the research sought to answer how participants received or perceived their ski resort stays and which factors were likely to prevent the guests from returning each ski season. A few of the variables tested were ease of travel from the airport, driving distance to the resort, inclusivity, and budget. 21%, 128 of the participants, stated travel from the airport was the primary reason for not returning to ski resorts. Travel from the airport to the resort was associated with lack of transportation options and the complexity of transportation options such as requiring a rental vehicle, a shuttle, or private transportation. Of the participants that preferred to drive to their destination, 38%, which was 231 participants, stated the driving distance and drive time were significant factors for not returning the following year. Moreover, 14%, 85 of the participants, said there weren't enough inclusive family activities, and 27%, a total of 164 participants, stated budgetary concerns. 2 participants were excluded from the research or the analysis as outliers. Although decreasing fees might perk the eyes and ears of the consumer, especially one that has a lower socioeconomic status, discount models are not likely to be advantageous for ski resorts. Reducing prices is likely to have adverse effects on revenue, profit, brand equity, and the consumer's perceived value of the brand. Of the 164 participants that stated there were budgetary concerns, only 11% reported the prices were too high, while 89% said they did not earn enough income. The significant evidence of income and cost represents the mental accounting of the participant and the perceived value of the vacation at a ski resort. Ski resort guests spend the majority of their vacation budget on lodging. The median cost of a three-night stay at a ski resort in the U.S. is $657 before taxes. The consumer is likely to eat the resort's food and purchase lift tickets from the resort. Ski resorts gain approximately 50% of their revenue from ticket sales, 16% from retail and rental equipment, 11% on schools and training, and 9% on dining. Consumer experiences don't always require direct costs. There are endless possibilities to increase guest value by leveraging the consumer's experience. Two approaches that we mention here shortly. However, it's likely to best use your organization's guest data. The data will likely tell a story about the guest's behaviors and how they prefer to engage with the brand. Additional research from this study suggests offering inclusive family activities and childcare services are likely to increase the perceived value of the vacation. Additionally, accumulated snowfall is difficult to predict, and skiers are not likely to visit a ski resort that doesn't have snow. Therefore, the majority of ski vacations are planned and reserved less than 1 month in advance to the guest's check-in date. Additional inclusive amenities are likely to reduce loss aversion of snowfall and increase the median reservation lead time. Lastly, designing cultures such as guest greetings and the customer's engagement experience are likely to distract the customer from the cost of the vacation. The more enjoyable the experience, the less mental accounting thoughts could occur, and the possibility of annual visits could increase. Ski resorts are not likely to predict weather or help guests earn higher salaries. However, ski resort personnel could reframe the message to the guests by targeting their behaviors and emotions. The resort's data tells a story, and the story is likely to help the brand increase the perceived value of the visit by understanding how the consumer thinks, acts, and engages with the brand. Stick around, we're about to go to part two, which is time pressure on diner decision making.
You always want to look your best, but you don't always have time to deal with a necktie that won't cooperate. That's where we come in. Introducing the Never Tie, the only necktie that you never have to tie. Each Never Tie comes with a tie and two removable knots that you simply slide on and adjust for your comfort, giving you the perfect look every time. Choose from over 20 stylish designs at thenevertie.com.
Welcome back to Clicksuasion. Michael Barbera, still here as your host. We discussed behavioral skeenomics in part one. Welcome to part two of today's episode, Time Pressure on Diner Decision-Making. Time pressure is a significant driver of human decision-making. Time pressure is both artificial and natural. Time pressure is popular with airlines, hotels, and sporting tickets. When purchasing an airline ticket, it is likely that you have encountered a message that stated, time remaining to purchase, or seats reserved for, followed by a clock counting down. Ticketing agencies, such as Ticketmaster and online retailer eBay, are known for their time pressure sales methods. The high time pressure used by airlines, hotels, and ticketing agencies are overt and intentional. However, not all time pressure is overt or intentional. Imagine you're driving to a friend's house for an important announcement. You must be at your destination within the next 20 minutes or you will miss the announcement. But you're stuck in traffic and your GPS is telling you that you will arrive in approximately 35 minutes. This high time pressure scenario is not intentional and you may not realize that your stress level has increased because of time. The decision you choose following the increased stress will likely be a result of the time pressure and will likely not correlate with your normal decision-making process. So imagine you're at a restaurant with friends. You're reading the menu and the waiter walks up to the table and asks, "Are we ready to order?" Simultaneously, every person at the table answers yes, but you say no. You tell your friends to order, and by the time they're done ordering, you'll have made a choice. You placed yourself into a time pressure situation, and the choice you make for your meal is a direct result of the cognitively taxing time pressure. Time pressure likely changes human choice and preference, and time pressure is likely to change the amount of money consumers spend and the quantity of items purchased and/or consumed. When an individual orders a meal on an electronic device, such as a tablet, the individual will likely generate a higher median cost per order. The increased price is likely due to the extended options where customers have the option to increase sizes and add ingredients. The majority of customers are unlikely to ask another human during the ordering process for every available option that is in the kitchen, nor is it likely that the employee is aware of every option in that kitchen. Humans generally order less quantities and spend less per purchase when ordering from another person, such as an employee of the restaurant. Cognitively, humans fear being stereotyped for their actions. A method of reducing the stereotype is to order less quantities and spend less money. However, time pressure could change the cognitive process because time pressure is likely to override all logical and rational choices. So during recent research, the median purchase amount of a customer was tested to identify how much a customer would spend when ordering from a counter under conditions of high and low time pressure. The process was tested when ordering with an employee and a tablet. The research question for this study was, how does time pressure affect the median purchase amount per consumer when ordering a meal over a counter? Two hypotheses were designed for this research. First, participants ordering from the counter with an employee under conditions of low time pressure would spend less than the participants under conditions of high time pressure. And two, participants ordering from a counter with a tablet under conditions of low time pressure would spend more than the participants under conditions of high time pressure. Moreover, it is believed that participants will make non-traditional choices under conditions of high time pressure. So for the research, there were four experimental groups. And group number one consisted of 161 participants under conditions of low time pressure and order with an employee. Each participant approached a counter in a lab environment. Participants didn't need to wait in line, and each participant walked to the counter and placed their order to the employee behind the counter. Group number two consisted of 164 participants under conditions of high time pressure and order with an employee. Each participant approached the counter in a lab environment with a 20-minute wait behind other customers. Once the participant reached the counter, they placed their order with the employee. Group number three consisted of 189 participants under conditions of low time pressure and order with a tablet. Each participant approached the counter in a lab environment. Participants didn't need to wait in line, and each participant walked to the counter and placed their meal order directly on the tablet. And lastly, group number four, which consisted of 201 participants under conditions of high time pressure, ordered with a tablet. Each participant approached the counter in a lab environment with a 20-minute wait behind other customers. Once the participant reached the counter, they placed their meal order with the employee. There was a total of 736 participants recruited for this research. Participants were recruited from four timeshare customer databases and were asked to complete voluntary research in a lab environment regarding wait times. Each participant was accompanied by their significant other and were given $100 in fictional dollars in U.S. currency. Additionally, participants were instructed not to eat or drink 2 hours prior to arriving to the lab. 21 participants were excluded from the study for consuming food or beverages within 2 hours of arrival time. Participants received additional points toward their timeshare accounts for their voluntary participation in the study. So each participant in each group were asked if they would like to add another item to their order. The items were selected by the employee or by the algorithm based on the participant's group and order. For example, the customers that ordered a cheeseburger were asked about having their cheeseburger loaded. Regardless of the menu item, each additional item consisted of a similar price. The median price for that additional item was $1.19, with a standard deviation of 10 cents. Participants in Group 1, the low time pressure employee group, had a median cost per order of $13.91. Participants in Group 2, the high time pressure employee group, had a median cost per order of $19.89. The hypothesis for the human groups were confirmed due to the low time pressure experiencing a lower median cost per participant than the high time pressure group. So participants in Group 3, the low time pressure tablet group, experienced a median cost per order of $26.71, with a standard deviation of $9.80. Participants in Group 4, the high time pressure tablet group, had a median cost per participant of $16.33, with a standard deviation $7.45. The hypothesis for the tablet groups were confirmed due to the low time pressure experiencing a higher median cost per participant than the high time pressure group. So surprisingly, there weren't any outliers for this research, and all collected data was analyzed. As suggested by prior research, the high time pressure group that order from an employee were likely saying yes to the additional options to avoid any additional time at the counter due to others waiting in line. The behavior signifies a few things. First, it signifies that a concern for people around themselves, and two, a disregard for rational economic thought and mental accounting. It is evident that increased stress and time pressure could create a choice that results in spending more money in order to remove themselves from the scenario. Further investigation should be conducted to identify how this behavior is likely to affect brand equity and consumer loyalty. Measuring brand equity and consumer loyalty may be best tested within each organization. Additionally, Group 3, the low time pressure tablet group, experienced the highest median cost per participant at $26.71. And the largest variance within this group with a standard deviation of $9.80. Group 4, the high time pressure tablet group, had a median cost per participant of $16.33, with the second largest variance with a standard deviation of $7.45. So it's evident that the prices the participants were willing to pay via tablet widely varied. It's also evident that presenting choices as an interactive visual aid may entice the consumer to choose options they weren't previously aware were offered and are more likely to give the consumer the opportunity to customize their experience, which likely builds on the consumer user experience and could have advantageous effects on brand equity and revenue. So although time pressure may appear to be a simple method of semi-controlling consumer choice, using time pressure to intentionally increase sales could be considered unethical and could have adverse effects on consumer loyalty and brand equity. So it's a good practice to consider the consumer experience when in designing time pressure models. It's also evident that time pressure affects choices. Additionally, it is evident that individuals could experience different levels of time pressure and could anchor themselves into an irrational choice. Time pressure as a sales model has been proven to benefit the consumer and the brand, as well as be detrimental to both consumer and brand. Time pressure models are sensitive to extrinsic constructs and may not present themselves to be obvious to both consumer and brand. Thanks for joining ClickSuasion. We talked about behavioral schemonomics and time pressure on diner decision making. This is your host, Michael Barbera. Go ahead and subscribe to ClickSuasion wherever you get your podcasts, and we will let you know when the next podcast is available.
Thanks for listening to ClickSuasion. Subscribe to the podcast, read our research, and get in touch with us at ClickSuasion.com. You can also find us on Twitter with the handle @ClickSuasion.